News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The Irish Travel Agents Association, the ITAA, are welcoming the expected announcement later today by the Taoiseach that foreign travel for holidays will be permitted from July 19th with the European COVID-19 certificate to be introduced on this date. Now, this organisation are also asking that there is no further delay or delays to restarting the travel and aviation industry. To discuss this, we're joined by Claire Dunn, Managing Director of the Irish Travel Broker and Irish Travel Agents Association Board Member. Good morning, Claire. Good day for you.
Good morning.
You're expecting approval for these COVID travel certificates or vaccine passports. You don't think there'll be any problem with that today, no?
Well, hopefully not. I mean, it's good news. It really is good news. And we're hoping that it will be implemented really swiftly. I mean, it is has been passed by the EU, and we're expecting member states have 6 weeks in order to implement it once it's passed. So we're expecting that it will go to schedule. The Taoiseach has said that the 19th of July, and everybody around the country, all of the ITA members around the country are waiting with bated breath for that to happen.
You would expect from, you know, what you're hearing anecdotally, or I'm hearing and other people are hearing, is you would expect that travel and holidays are going to take off literally like a rocket.
I would think so, yeah. We've had a lot of interest. I mean, I wouldn't say everybody's going to start travelling straight away, but people are really excited to know that they can travel and that it's no longer illegal to go to the airport. It'll be no longer illegal to start, you know, to go on a holiday, and it'll be okay to talk about holidays, because that's been a big thing that people really felt that they couldn't even talk about going on holiday because it wasn't the right thing to do. So, yeah, I mean, I think people are really looking forward to it. It'll be great to have the digital passport so they can just make their plans. It's really important though that they do take advice, and we're saying to people, do check. It's never been more important for them to check with their local travel agent, because things have changed and right. And they could change again. I mean, we, you know, we're looking to the future really optimistically, but we know where we've come from in the past 18 months, so we just want to be sure that people know what they're booking and check the regulations. Okay. And the rules, make sure that they will be able to change, and your local travel agent is the best person to give you that advice.
Okay, very quickly, Claire, two questions for you. Do you have any concerns about the July 19th date?
No, I mean, I'm hoping it'll go ahead. I'm optimistic.
Right, okay. And now, you do have an issue with the cost of the PCR test, and I'll roll that into another question. What do you want the government to assist you with to help the industry get back on its feet as quickly as possible?
I think it would be very helpful if they brought down the cost. I know other EU countries, I think France has brought in a no-cost exit PCR test. I mean, it would be really prohibitive to families to have to go for a PCR test. I think it's about €100 still per test. So even a couple travelling, you know, it's a big wham, a big addition to their holiday costs. So it would be really helpful if the government stepped in and made that, brought that cost down in line with other EU countries.
Okay, well, look, we'll leave it there. We wish you all the very best. Another part of society and the country opening up again, or certainly looking forward with some optimism. That's Claire Dunn, Managing Director of the Travel Broker and Irish Travel Agents Association Board Member. Thank you.